This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Ekber, Allahu Ekber. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Hayya ala salah, hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah, hayya ala falah. Qad qamatis salah, qad qamatis salah. Allahu Ekber, Allahu Ekber. La ilaha illallah.
Istaqimu, istawu, a'tajilu, yarhamuna wa iyaakum Allah. شافي صلاتكم صلوا صلاة ودع استووا الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لم تقولون ما لا تفعلون كبر مقتا عند الله أن تقولوا ما لا تفعلون إن الله يحب الذين يقاتلون في سبيله صفا كأنهم بنيان مرصوص وإذ قال موسى لقومه يا قوم لم تؤذونني وقد تعلمون أني رسول الله إليكم فلما زاغوا أزاغ الله قلوبهم والله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين وإذ قال عيسى بن مريم يا بني إسرائيل إني رسول الله إليكم مصدقا لما بين يدي من التوراة ومبشرا برسول يأتي من بعد اسمه أحمد فلما جاءهم بالبينات قالوا هذا سحر مبين ومن أظلم ممن افترى على الله الكذب وهو يدعى إلى الإسلام والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين يريدون ليطفئوا نور الله بأفواههم والله متم نوره ولو كره الكافرون هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون يا أيها الذين آمنوا هل أدلكم على تجارة هل أدلكم على تجارة تنجيكم من عذاب أليم تؤمنون بالله ورسوله وتجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالكم وأنفسكم ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون يغفر لكم ذنوبكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ومساكن طيبة في جنات عدن ذلك الفوز العظيم وأخرى تحبونها نصر من الله وفتح قريب وبشر المؤمنين يا أيها الذين آمنوا كونوا أنصار الله كما قال عيسى بن مريم للحواريين من أنصاري إلى الله قال الحواريون نحن أنصار الله فآمنت طائفة من بني إسرائيل وكفر الطائفة فأيدنا الذين آمنوا على عدوهم فأصبحوا ظاهرين الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الفجر وليال عشر والشفع والوتر والليل إذا يسر هل في ذلك قسم لذي حجر ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بعاد إرم ذات العماد التي لم يخلق مثلها في البلاد وثمود الذين جابوا الصخر بالواد وفرعون ذي الأوتاد الذين طغوا في البلاد فأكثروا فيها الفساد فصب عليهم ربك سوط عذاب إن ربك لبالمرصاد فأما الإنسان إذا ما ابتلاه ربه فأكرمه ونعمه فيقول ربي أكرمن وأما إذا ما ابتلاه فقدر عليه رزقه فيقول ربي أهانن كلا بل لا تكرمون اليتيم ولا تحاضون على طعام المسكين وتأكلون التراث أكلا لما وتحبون المال حبا جما كلا إذا دكت الأرض دكا دكا وجاء ربك والملك صفا صفا وجيء يومئذ بجهنم يومئذ يتذكر الإنسان وأنى له الذكرى يقول يا ليتني قدمت لحياتي فيومئذ لا يعذب عذابه أحد ولا يوثق وثاقه أحد يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. الله سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Brother, it's Fajr time. You can wake up, inshallah, now. Wallahi, this is... Allah reward you. I know that sometimes the alarm is a little tricky. Even if your phone's silent, it will probably go off as well. So it would be good, inshallah, to just check on your phone, inshallah, before. I think it says fine, inshallah. Before you come to the masjid, inshallah. May Allah bless you, Rabbil Alameen. Congratulations on the first day of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. As we said in the khatra of Tarawih yesterday, that the first thing that we should do in the first day of Ramadan is to say alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the tawfiq and the ability to fast yet another month of Ramadan. Alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had, you know, selected us amongst thousands and millions of people who were not able to make it to the month of Ramadan. So ibadallah, seize the opportunity, do your best during the month of Ramadan, inshallah, Rabbil Alameen. The best thing that you can do, of course, Siyam, and also the Qur'an. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored the month of Ramadan because Qur'an was revealed during the month of Ramadan. So, if we go back to the circumstance where the Prophet, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam received the revelation, it was obviously during the month of Ramadan, Laylatul Qadr. And that is when the Prophet ﷺ secluded himself, when he had i'tikaf, when the Prophet ﷺ, kept himself away from the distractions of dunya. That's the reason why he went for the ghar, for the cave, right? To the cave, why? Because he wanted to just, you know, clear the noise. There's so much distraction around him. So he wanted to, you know, comfort his heart. Only then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looked at the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and then revealed the Quran to the heart of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So usually in the month of Ramadan, our hearts are soft, right? Are very soft, alhamdulillah. May Allah keep them this way. So that the message and the light of Quran will just penetrate your heart. You get into your heart immediately, right? So I would say focus on Quran, inshallah. Without getting into the argument, should I make multiple khatma? Should I finish more than one khatm, or should I just focus on the tadabbur? If you can do both, alhamdulillah. If you can do one of them, alhamdulillah. As long as there is something, there is some connection to Quran. And it shouldn't be just the tarawih. All right? Alhamdulillah, you can recite throughout the whole entire day, inshallah, after Salat al-Fajr, after Salat al-Dhuhr, after Salat al-Asr, Salat al-Maghrib, if possible. You know, make a schedule for the Quran, and definitely there should be some tadabbur. When I was reciting, Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutma'inna, irja'i ila rabbiki radiyata mardiyah. This is the type of nafs that every one of us should have. The type of nafsul mutma'inna, the content, the satisfied heart, and nafs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, irji'i ila rabbiki radiyatan mardiyah. Go back, return it back to your Lord, radiyah, you're content, and you will be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're pleased with Allah, and Allah will be pleased with you. So imagine, you know, when you leave this dunya and you hear this message, ya ayyatuha nafsul mutma'inna, okay? Ya ayyatuha nafsul mutma'inna. You don't want to be from the other type of nafs, wal'ayadu billah, like, you know, nafs al khabith, and nafs al marida. You don't want to be from this nafs. So the month of Ramadan is an opportunity for that. And the best thing for your nafs is the Quran. Wa nunazzilu min al Quran ma huwa shifa'un wa rahmatun lil mu'mineen. So inshallah, Rabbil Alameen, this week, let's focus on one thing, inshallah, I want you to focus on. Any ya ayyuha alladhina amanu Quran. Any oh you believe in Quran, I want you to make them some tadabbur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will either be asking you to do something or avoid doing something. Okay? Any ya ayyuha alladhina amanu. He's talking personally to you. So I want you to say, Naam ya Allah, yes ya Allah, yes ya Rabbi. What do you want from me? Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu ijtanibu kathiran min adh-dhann. All right? Avoid as much as of negative assumptions as you can. And then you look into your life and see what are the negative or bad assumptions that you have in your life, and then start, you know, fixing this. This is how you live with the Quran, Ikhwani. So let's live with the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not just recite from cover to cover. Recite it from cover to cover without understanding. Although it's good, you can still get the hasanat, but that is not enough. You need to be able to understand and see the message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving you وننزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين. The Quran will definitely heal your heart. You just need to, you know how to make tadabbur and how to read the Quran and how to, you know, spend time with the Quran. Again, congratulations on the first day and the first Fajr of Ramadan. Your salah, this is obviously we cannot negotiate. You cannot compromise in your salawat. Ramadan is different, so add more rak'at sunnah, inshallah, Rabbil Alameen. Five daily, inshallah, prayers. That's number one with the Quran. And then the sunnah, very important, the adhkar, ya akhwani. Adhkar basics. Dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a small book like Husn al-Muslim. All right, make sure either to listen to it, to recite it, but it should be part of your life, inshallah, should be part of your routine. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our siyam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our amal. Allahumma ameen ya rabbal alameen. On Saturdays, we have the maqra, inshallah, the Quran recitation. It's been going, alhamdulillah, every Saturday, and we continue, inshallah, Ramadan. So whoever would like to correct the recitation, inshallah, and get some reward, you're going to join our halaqa here. And then there is another halaqah with Brother Ihab. This one, mashallah, it's the beginners. This is my halaqah. And one over there, advanced, inshallah, with Brother Ihab. It's going to be in the room in the back. If any of the sisters in the room in the back, inshallah, please, you can, you may go upstairs or, yeah, upstairs, inshallah, because we are going to occupy this or take this room, inshallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us. Allahumma ameen. Tomorrow, inshallah, the seerah session after Salat al-Fajr. Remember, there is no potluck. There is no potluck tomorrow. We are Ramadan, inshallah. But the seerah session is still going. Okay? All right? Inshallah, Rabbil Alameen. And then, of course, from Tuesday to Thursday, we have al-Hikam al-Ata'iyah, the Hikam of Ata'i ibn Ata'illah al-Sakandari. Beautiful tazkiyah, mashallah, book. Inshallah, we'll start from this Tuesday. Jazakum Allah khairan, barakallahu feekum. Taraweeh will start at 9 p.m. inshallah.
Yeah. brother, Anwar Azam?
Yes.
CPA?
Yes.
The guy who stand for local election 2 years ago?
Okay. Yeah, I know him. So what I did, I have it in my calendar here. I'm going to respond to your... I want to go over my messages.
Okay.
Because I'm a little bit worried that I promised somebody, but I didn't put in the calendar. But as of now, I'm available, and once I put something, I'm going to respond to this email.
Okay.
So what's the program like? You just have fun?
Yes. No.
Is that the first event?
Yeah, this is our Zimbabwean. Two organizations. One is Anwar Azam, the president, and the second one, I'm a president.
Probably I didn't even pay attention. Had I said your name right away, I would have responded. Very special to
Much.
Yeah, so,
But if you join, you'll be honored for it.
Yeah, inshallah. I'll try my best, I promise, inshallah. Okay. All right, start inshallah. Yeah. لا لا انت اديني الحلقة بقى.
One, two, good.